భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సారస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయం ఉదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. He has a room key. How he will bring without key? The keys? Really? How? Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5. Canto 5 is called, I think, Creation. Yeah. The creative impetus, and chapter 16, the description of Jambudvipa. Text 7, 8, 9 and 10. Correct? Hare Krishna. I'll just read the... They are all prose meter, so I'll just read it. Text 8. Uttarottarena ilavritam neela sweta శృంగవాన్ ఇది త్రయ రమ్యక హిరణ్మయ కురుణం వర్షాణం మర్యాదాగిరయ ప్రాకాయత ఉభయత క్షారోద అవధ్య ద్విసహస్రప్రతవ ఏక ఏష పూర్వస్మాత్ పూర్వస్మాత్ ఉత్తర ఉత్తర దశాంశ అధిక అంశేన దైర్ఘ్య ఏవ కృషంతి. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: జస్ట్ నార్త్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇలావృత వర్ష అండ్ గోయింగ్ ఫర్దర్ నార్త్వర్డ్ వన్ ఆఫ్టర్ అనదర్ ఆర్ త్రీ మౌంటన్స్ నేమ్డ్ నీలా శ్వేత అండ్ శృంగవాన్. దీస్ మార్క్ ద బార్డర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద త్రీ వర్షాస్ named Ramyaka, Hiranmaya, Ankuru, and separate them from one another. The width of these mountains is 2,000 yojanas, 16,000 miles. Lengthwise, they extend east and west to the beaches of the ocean of salt water. Going from south to north, the length of each mountain is one-tenth that of the previous mountain. But the height of them is all the same. Is my voice audible? Okay. Purport. In this regard, Madhvacharya quotes the following verses from the Brahmanda Purana. Yata Bhagavate Tuktam Bhuvananam Koshalakshanam తస్య అవిరోధతయోజ్యం అన్య గ్రంథాంతరే స్థితం మండోళే పూర్ణం చైవ వ్యత్యాసం క్షీరసాగరే రాహు సోమ రవీనాం చ మండలాత్ ద్విగుణోశక్తిం. థ్యాంక్ యూ. వినైవ సర్వం ఉన్నేయం యోజనా ఆభ Yojana Abedato Atratu. It appears from these verses that aside from the sun and the moon, there is an invisible planet called Rahu. The movements of Rahu cause both solar and lunar eclipses. We suggest that the modern expeditions attempting to reach the moon are mistakenly going to Rahu. Text 9. Translation. Okay, we'll read the Sanskrit also. Evam dakshinena ilavritam nishada hemakuta himalayaha iti prakayataha yata niladya aita yojana ushteda yojana ushteda harivarsha kimpurusha bharatra bharatanam yata shankyam. Translation. Similarly, south of Ilavrita Varsha and extending from east to west are three great mountains named from north to south, Nishada, Hemakuta and Himalaya. Each of them is 10,000 yojanas, 80,000 miles high. They mark the boundaries of the three Varshas named Harivarsha, Kimpursha Varsha and Bharata Varsha, India. Text 10. Tataiva ilavritam aparena purvena cha malayavad gandamala gandamadanad av anila what? Text 26. Oho. Text 10. Okay. Really? You put 16 in your SMS. And I very carefully read those verses. Really? Okay. Hellish planets.
He Govind, He Gopal, He Dayalina.
Text 10. Oh, very beautiful verse. All right, we will read. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevayam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevayam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevayam. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 26, The Hellish Planets, Text 10.
Yastu iha va etad aham iti mamedam iti bhutadrohena kevalam svakutumbam evan anudinam prapshnati sa tadiha vihaya svayameva tadashubhena raurave nipatati.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. A person who accepts his body as his self works very hard day and night for money to maintain his own body and the bodies of his wife and children. Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Lalita Vishaka ji ki jai, Sri Sri Sitaram Achyut Hanuman ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. While working to maintain himself and his family, he may commit violence against other living entities. Such a person is forced to give up his body and his family at the time of death, and he suffers the reactions for his envy of other creatures by being thrown into the hell called Raurava. Please repeat. A person who accepts his body as a self works very hard day and night for money to maintain his body and the bodies of his wife and children. While working to maintain himself and his family, he may commit violence against other living entities. Such a person is forced to give up his body and his family at the time of death when he suffers the reaction of his envy of other creatures by being thrown into the hell called Raurava. Purport: in Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Yasyatma buddhi kunapetra dhatuke swadikharatradishu bhomejadihi yattirta buddhi salilena karhachit janesha vigyeshu saeva gokara. One who accepts his bodily bag of three elements, bile, mucus and air, as his self, who has an affinity for an intimate relationship with his wife and children, who considers his land worshipable, who takes bath in the waters of the holy places of pilgrimage, but never takes advantage of those persons who are in actual knowledge, he is no better than an ass or a cow. Bhagavatam 10.84.13. There are two classes of men absorbed in the material concept of life. Out of ignorance, a man in the first class thinks his body to be his, is not first class, but the man in the first class thinks that his body to be his self, and therefore he is certainly like an animal, saeva gokara. The person in the second class, however, not only thinks his material body to be his self, but he also commits all kinds of sinful activities to maintain his body. He cheats everyone to acquire money for his family and his self, and he becomes envious of others without reason. Such a person is thrown into the hell known as Raurava. If one simply considers his body to be his self, as do the animals, he is not very sinful. However, if one needlessly commits sins to maintain his body, he is put into the hell known as Raurava. This is the opinion of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Although animals are certainly in the bodily concept of life, they do not commit any sins to maintain their bodies, mates or offspring. Therefore, animals do not go to hell. However, when a human being acts enviously and cheats others to maintain his body, he is put into a hellish condition. Om Ajnanatam Randasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshu Unmilisham Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Varanda. Om Ajnanatam Randasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacchadaya Sitarini. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is not a class to show how much bhakti I have, because I have none. I have no bhakti. It is a class to test how much voice I have after my surgery. So anyway, this is a very nice verse. Of course, you are all devotees, so there is no question of hearing about hellish planets for devotees. Non-devotees have to be frightened. There is hellish planets, don't do sinful activities. There is a verse. What is that verse? Ganga Jala Lavikanika Pita. But how does it begin? Bhagavad Gita Kinchita Dita Ganga Jala Lavakanika Pita Sagrada Priye Murari Samasa Nahi Nahi Tasya yamina charcha. That is, Bhagavad Gita kinchid adhita. Someone who has even studied Bhagavad Gita a little bit, that means Bhagavad Gita as it is from a pure devotee. Not from Mayavadi. Mayavadi bhasha sunilesh sarvanahi kashoi. So Bhagavad Gita kinchid adhita. Ganga jala lava kanika pita. Even if one takes a little drop of Ganges water with the full understanding of what is the position of Ganga water, sagrita priye murari samarsa. One who can even think of murari with love, even a little bit. Oh, murari is such a great supreme person. How great he is. How unimaginably wonderful he is. Somebody thinks even a little bit like, nahi nahi tasya yamena charcha. For him there is nothing to do with Lord Yama. Then why is there a description of heavenly planets for devotees? Should we skip this chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam? No, because the devotees are always trying to understand Krishna. So, Krishna has created all these things. And therefore, we try to understand Krishna better. It is described that sometimes even Brahma may not be a devotee. Of course, in this creation, in this cycle, Brahma is a pure devotee, very great personality. But generally, the qualification for becoming Brahma is that you should be, you should have pursued 100 lifetimes following Varnashrama Dharma perfectly, without any mistake. So such a person becomes Brahma, it is not said he has to be a devotee. Because someone who is really in the mode of goodness can actually become a Brahma, but he may not be a devotee. And when someone who is not qualified as Brahma in each creation, Prabhupada explained that in each creation of all the living entities, the one who is most qualified becomes Brahma. But if a person is not qualified, then there is actually a Vishnu expansion called Brahma, who is having his own Narayana, what is called Vaikuntha, from which he comes and maintains, makes a creation. So, even Brahma may not be a devotee, but it is said that in each creation, Yamaraj must always be a devotee of the Lord. Yamaraj also became Vidura, and Yamaraj is one of the Mahajanas. You see? So, Yamaraj always has to be a devotee because he has to punish living entities. Punishments are extraordinary for sins. Isn't it? It is all described, you have all already studied these punishments. And you know, extraordinary, these are real. There are places where there is only, it is made out of brass. The entire planet is made out of Tamira. That loka is called Tamra lok. Ulo, what is it? Loi, that's called Tamra. Brass, not Tamra. It is brass, I think. Pitalaya. Tamaram, what is Tamaram? Tamra. In Sanskrit it's not. Copper. So copper, made of planet, made out of copper, which is heated like anything. And if we are trying to get improperly skin pleasure, then we are made to roll on the metal for thousands of years in the hellish planet. Because one should know that that experience and the experience one thought was pleasurable to commit sins when he had illicit connection are both the same. The pleasure that they get when they touch a woman or man, and the pain you get when you roll in the copper, heated copper ground, is the same. That is very difficult to see, isn't it? Matra sparshastu kaunteya sishar sitoshna sukadukkata agama payino nityas tamti tiksha bharata. Actually, Krishna says these dualities you have to tolerate. So, even the material pleasure is nice, but we have to tolerate it. We are not to tolerate pain, that is not possible. So Krishna is saying, you have to tolerate pleasure by not going after it. Then you don't have to have tolerate pain. That is the meaning of that verse. Therefore, these planets are all described. Krishna has created different planetary systems for different mentalities. So Yamaraj should not get into bewilderment and think, oh, how can I punish these people? He should be completely confident that what is being done is perfect. It is described, even Brahma, when he made this creation, he became little ashamed and morose. This is described in the third canto. He said, what kind of a nonsense creation I have made? This is a complete cheating. The entire thing is an illusion. And so what is his name? Yamaraj has to be very, very Krishna conscious. You know, otherwise everybody, even ordinary person, is very compassionate when somebody is suffering. Now you have to put them in suffering. You know, and you have to know it is actually Krishna's will, and Krishna is Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. That means Yamaraj knows completely that this entire world is a complete illusion without absolutely any reality. Akasha Pushpa, right? What is that verse? Shushna Chakri Thakur. Trida something is there. It is like, you know, seeing a castle in the sky. You see? It is a complete illusion. And so, otherwise, that punishment cannot take place. I have given the example. Sometimes, especially in America, there is something called a Halloween festival. Festival for ghosts. And it's a day of ghost festival. And the people put one parangikai. What is parangikai called? That yellow big thing. Pumpkin. So pumpkin, they can dry it, remove the inside. They put eyes, nose, everything. And inside they put a candle. In the evening, night you put it. It is like somebody is there that is kept outside the house. And children, babies come. 2 years, 3 year old child, children come. And they come to your house. They'll knock. They'll come with the parents. And children will say, trick or treat. Trick or treat means, are you going to give me some nice candy to eat? Or I'll do some trick. Because I'm a booth or this or that. And then they'll say, oh no, we'll give you only treat. And they give some. They go. This way, there is some general happiness. But you can understand the nature of that culture. And then as people grow up, then they go on trick on treat. And even if you give treat them, they do tricks. They break the windows and they do this and that. And that is not so good, and it's getting worse and worse. Anyway. So, during on the Halloween time, they make especially horror movies. The horror movies, every 2 seconds somebody will die. Will keep on, death will occurring, and it will all be done in dangerous place. Somebody will go, children will go, and every door you open, sound will go. Wow! And the parents have to take these children for Halloween movies. If you don't take them for the Halloween movie, they'll cry. In India, there is no such culture. Thank Krishna, it has not yet come. But, we celebrate days when demons are killed. Diwali, like that. Those are those. And then, in that movie, when seeing, the baby will cry. Child, after some time. It will close your eyes. And the father will embrace the child. No, it's okay. And the child, shall we go out? No. And he'll still and watch. And then going out, outside the theater, the father will ask the child, did you like the movie? Yeah. But during the movie, he was crying. And it was so much shocking for him. Everything. People getting killed. But at the end he'll say yes. That is their mentality. That is very difficult to achieve. So there are living entities for whom that is the hellish life is the way. Their vasanas have to be fulfilled. So, it is a very complicated world. It's an extremely complicated world. And devotees, we have to become very clear that everything in this world is an illusion. Of course, as devotees, we use everything in Krishna's service. We should know. Otherwise, we cannot become yogis. You can be a yogi without being a devotee. Correct? Hatha yogi, jnana yogi. But you can also be a devotee. You can do devotional service without being a yogi. That is also possible. But we are bhakti yogis. We have to do bhakti, and we have to also do yoga. Tasmad yogi bhavarjuna, Krishna says. Yoga is very important. Because if we want to achieve the nature of Krishna, without that we cannot go to Goloka. The Atma, who is Jiva, Tatastha Shakti, actually becomes Krishna Saman. It is the same category as Krishna when we enter Goloka. Because in Krishna Loka, Krishna, his Dhamma, his name, his form, his associates are all of the same quality. It is not an ordinary position. We are not just a liberated soul. Liberated soul, you can go to Brahman. But when you go to, therefore it is said, Diksha Kale, Sishakari Atma Samarpan, Shay Kale, Krishna Kari, Atma Samani. Atma Samani, Krishna makes, this is the point. Actually, we become transformed by Krishna's mercy. And Krishna is known as, what is Krishna known as? Yatra Vijaya, Yatra Partha, Yatra Yoga. So Krishna is known as Yogeshwara. He is the master yogi. By his nature, he is a yogi. Therefore, Krishna tells Arjuna, Pashyame Yoga Maishwaram. You follow? Krishna himself is telling Arjuna, behold Arjuna, he says, look at my mystic opulence. Even Krishna is, says it's amazing. It is described that once Krishna saw his own reflection in water and he swooned. in attraction. So Krishna is Atma Rama, always in bliss, because he himself, he is amazing to even himself. That Krishna to understand is not difficult, I mean it's not easy, it is impossible. Who is Krishna? You see? What is the definition of God? There are so many definitions. You give me one definition of God. Yeah. Perfect. Of all the definitions, perfect definition. Very good. That is Vedanta Sutra. Sometimes dictionary meaning is God, Supreme Person. That is true, but to understand, if you want to preach, who is the Supreme Person? Why he is Supreme Person? We have to say, Janmadi Asya Taha. So it is not enough to say from whom everything comes. God is a person from whom everything comes. This is the most comprehensive definition of God. Therefore he is supreme, because nobody can say everything comes from me. So this is the most fundamental definition, that God is from he from whom everything comes. Now, this is not a person from whose body unlimited Vaikunthas are coming, unlimited Narayanas are coming, unlimited material worlds are coming, unlimited material planets are coming, unlimited living varieties are coming from his body. In the material world, from a man-woman combination, from a woman's body, a human baby comes. But from Krishna, everything comes. You can see even as Vishnu, from his nabhi, lotus is coming, but from his nabhi, Brahma is coming. The entire range is shown. So, how Krishna, who is the person from whose body everything is coming? He cannot be ordinary person. And Krishna, although everything is coming from Krishna, and everything is in Krishna, but Krishna is not in them. Krishna is separate. That is called yoga. He is separate, therefore things cannot affect him. Therefore he is called Achyuta or infallible. Therefore Krishna's personality cannot be understood. He can reveal himself, but he is a supreme person from whom everything comes. Therefore Krishna tells Arjuna, "Behold Arjuna, my mystic opulence. Everything is coming from me, and yet I am unattached to everything." It's not just a psychological state. Ontologically, he is not. He is separate. Just like a car manufacturer makes car, but if the car is in an accident, has affected, he is not affected. That much separation is there between Krishna and everything. Imagine, who is this? Come, please. So, we must know that Krishna requires nothing, therefore he is called Atma Rama. That person is different from everything that emanates from him. How can I understand him? This is devotee's desire. And because you accept Krishna like that, however much you can, then Krishna says, Janma karma cha me divyam. Therefore when you understand that Krishna is different from everything, he is the yoga, supreme yogic person, How can I understand that Krishna? That we must think. If we foolishly think that I know who is Krishna, we cannot be more stupid than that. It is a sign of complete stupidity if you think you know Krishna. Because Krishna gives in the Bhagavad Gita a certificate that no one knows me. And a pure devotee never thinks, I know Krishna. No. And Krishna reveals himself to such pure devotees. But Krishna also reveals to us, who may not be pure devotees, such that we understand, we don't understand Krishna. If you think, oh, I am a devotee too, and Krishna is revealing himself to me, it is a wrong mentality. That means we are not experienced in spiritual life. You understand? It is a different mentality. Suppose I tell you that, oh, right next to the temple, a new air-conditioned restaurant they have opened outside the temple. Devotees have started it. Correct? And it's a prasadam. It's a very big term, restaurant. All the air-conditioned. Suppose, yes, some example. Now you have something new information or not? Yes. There's practically nobody here who will not think I've got some new information. Correct? You didn't know? You got it. This is not a good mentality when you approach Prabhupada. Rather, you should think, wow, that person who is telling me, wow, he knows that I don't know. You see? And Krishna says, I'm like this, he reveals. Every devotee gets. We should actually feel, wow, Krishna is like that and I didn't know it. I'm a fool. So the devotee learns more and more and he begins to think more and more, I'm a fool. That is the mentality you can approach the acharya. Not that, oh, I read something, I know something. It is possible to come to that stage where every time Prabhupada reveals something to you, you feel, oh, this is so new, I didn't know it. What a fool I am. Now next thing, I cannot know until he reveals to me. This is called dependence. This is called, what is, Billinyaya. Billinyaya is, the mother is picking up the kitten does nothing. Markatanaya means, is it Markatanaya? Monkey? And the monkey, small one is, monkey mother will jump. She doesn't care whether the monkey is behind or not, but the monkey will hold for dear life. So we don't hold on by our capacity. We are actually there by Prabhupada's. He is holding us. That mentality is not that high. So therefore, even though he gets knowledge of the Lord, Bhagavat Bhakti Prayojitaha Janayate Asu Jnanam Cha Vairagyam. Quickly he gets Jnana and Vairagya, but he is not a Jnani. So, therefore Prabhupada says, amassing transcendental knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also a contamination. Prabhupada has written like that. Therefore, our desire is to actually simply hear about Krishna in such a way that we are very, very happy that we heard about Krishna. Like some 2-3 weeks ago, somebody asked me, some visitor, you worship Krishna as God, isn't it? In the Hare Krishna movement. I said, we don't care whether Krishna is God. We love Krishna, that's all. Whether he is God or not, we don't care. Isn't it, Brajari Prabhu? We love Krishna. Prabhupada says, In the very first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, very first verse, Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra. Prabhupada writes in the purport, Kurukshetra everybody knows is holy. Prabhupada said, Kurukshetra is just a mundane place, except for the fact that Krishna was there. Only because of his connection to Krishna, we care for Kurukshetra. Wow. Otherwise, mundaneous thing, Kurukshetra is a great place when we should go there for some performing holy activities. No. Therefore, because Krishna goes wherever the devotee goes, because the devotee is always carrying Krishna in his heart, everywhere the devotee goes is Vrindavan. Kurvanti Tirthani, they make Tirtha wherever they go. Then when Prabhupada could go to America, it became a Tirtha. Because you can go to Goloka and so many temples, perfect and something great. Therefore, this love of Krishna we have to get. And what is stopping us from getting that love of Krishna, even though we may hear Harikatha, even if we hear it from the pure source like Prabhupada, what is stopping us? It is given in this verse. Iti mamedam. Mamedam, it is there, that verse. Mama? Aham mameti. Aham iti mamedam. Aham iti, aham mameti. That's aham. Me and mine. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, ahankara vimudatma. Because this false ego is bewildering us, we are thinking I am the body. Correct? Due to the false ego. Ahankara vimoda. So this ahankara is a property of the soul or the body? Mind. Mind is subtle body. Ahankara belongs to the soul. The ahankara belongs to the soul or subtle body? The soul doesn't have ahankara. Even the conditioned soul. But ahankara vimudatma, but bewildered by false ego. The false ego bewilders the soul. Why? Because from false ego comes No. Anybody? Therefore from false ego comes? Yeah. First is what? Da. See, we say I am Rasaraj Das. That I is coming from there. Due to what? I is due to what? No, I, ultimately the I is coming from where? When you say I am, don't say simply Krishna. You are in the material realm, why are you blaming him? I took, I had surgery, and I had some little complication after the surgery. Someone told me, oh, Krishna is testing you. Why are you blaming Krishna? Why should he test me? He doesn't have anything better to do. It is my own karma. Maybe the surgery, whoever did it, whatever it is. And Krishna saved me. Why should I tell Krishna, sister, what am I? Krishna has no better business. To test Krishna, I had to become a pure devotee. I should have lost completely, but Krishna saved me. Not that, oh Krishna, why are you testing me? Somebody came and said, Prabhu, you are such a senior devotee. What? Nonsense, correct? Nonsense. Oh, somebody said, you have been chanting for so long, you still have to suffer. How is it a suffering? It is nonsense. I had some difficulty. This is very nice. Now I don't have to talk to anybody. I can now go and do my japa and, be happy. And maybe I will write. But of course, it is also difficult. Then I pray to Krishna. I am not a pure devotee. And he protects. But whatever he protects, it's fine. Devotee should not think, nothing will happen to me. Prabhupada said, when he was leaving his body, one devotee was looking at him, perhaps thinking, oh, his pure devotee, how it is happening. Prabhupada said, don't think this will not happen to you. So don't think that devotee means our life will be perfect. I was thinking, when I die, all the five senses will be removed from me. Right? And now only one sense seems to be going away. How can I be worried about that? What kind of a nonsense I am. But of course, I was worried. I'm not a pure devotee. I pray to Krishna and I pray to Prabhupada. That's okay. But some Krishna consciousness must be there. You know, it is Krishna's will. I mean, Krishna is saving me. Whatever happened is, something much worse must have happened to me. Krishna has protected me. You see? So, we are devotees, aspiring devotees, but material energy will take its course for every one of us. So we have to prepare that when death comes, I understood, wow, you know, even a little thing goes where, and death means no choice, everything is taken away, immediate. It is very difficult to remember Krishna. You see? Very difficult to remember Krishna. So we have to become a yogi and we have to become free of your false ego. False ego is not your property. Prabhu, how can I get rid of, and how can I be humble? False ego means we think we are, you know, very proud. No, these are all the properties of the subtle body. There is something here. When the senses see them, you get a table. And the table is seen by the mind with the idea it's a table. A form comes, mind here says a table. And then false ego says, I see the table. So when you say, I see the table, I is coming from matter. Seeing is coming from matter, because senses are interacting. Table is coming from matter. So your entire experience is external to the soul. Therefore, tolerate. Therefore, hellish experience and heavenly experience the same. So person who is in hell, he cannot realize that. That's nonsense. He will get slowly, slowly he will come. But we who are not in hellish condition, we get a chance to realize this. Oh my God, hellish planet and heavenly thing is also same. Right now I'm not having suffering hellish things, but I can enjoy seemingly pleasurable things, I should stop it. Therefore, reading about hellish planets, an aspiring devotee stops desire for heavenly planets. That is amazing, isn't it? That is Krishna consciousness, right? Therefore, therefore it is said by, in the Bhagavatam, Narayana Parayana Sarve Kutasham, wherever he goes, a devotee is Narayana Parayana. Even if he goes to hell, even if he visits Raurava hell to preach, he is completely in bliss. I can't be like that. Therefore we should understand, I'm doing bhakti, but I'm not like that. What is the reason? I'm not? No, wrong. I'm not? I'm doing bhakti, but I'm not? What is the two words I said? Bhakti? I can't hear. So, I'm doing bhakti, but I'm not a yogi. I'm a bogi, then you become a rogi. Somebody came, he told me, you should have consulted astrology. You should know why you got this. This is a roga. I'm a rogi.
You see?
Therefore, we should realize that we are suffering due to false ego. And this false ego is why I think I'm going from either to there. I'm enjoying, I'm suffering. So, how to become a yogi? That is the secret. I'm doing a devotional service. How can I become pure? You have to become a bhakti yogi. How can I become that yogi? What is that yogi? Have I to do sirasasana? So what is the yoga component? That is another class. Another class. Bhakti yoga. But I got a lot of realization when I went through this surgery and I realized how I have to become a yogi. It's a brilliant thing. It's a complete mercy. Which is why Prabhupada, I took the anesthesia completely dark. Nothing, complete quietness. Complete quietness. And as soon as they were taking me out of the surgery, you know, after some time, then I came out of the anesthesia. I opened my eyes. And the doctor said, how are you feeling? I said, Prabhupada is great. That's the first thing I said. Because I could understand, even during that time, how great Prabhupada is. Prabhupada is fantastic. Prabhupada said, God is great, but we don't know how great God is. And you can realize, God is supreme. But we know Prabhupada is great, but we don't know how great Prabhupada is. If He gives mercy, we can get rid of false ego. Because He represents Lord Nityananda. Therefore, we pray to Lord Nityananda. और कबे निता चांद करुणा हुवे संसार वासना मोरा कावे तु चाहवे. When will this samsara vasana, when will like this thinking, this world, I'm in one reality, when will this illusion go? At the time, even though all the senses are giving pleasure and pain, I'm not connected to it, because I'm 24 hours connected to Krishna. Nityam was 24 hours. Because in this creation, there is only one thing that is real. That is Krishna Nam. Yeah, Chauda Bhuvane Maji, there's nothing where Kuchinai. Even in the 14 worlds, nothing is real. It's all a nonsense. No, the worlds don't exist. Experiences don't exist. It's all a complete illusion. The only thing that's real for the conditioned soul is the name of Krishna. If I can actually get into the position of always chanting Krishna's name, then I can become a yogi. But we must understand that the other yogis, karma yogi, jnana yogi and all, they are also, they have got a principle, transcendental principle, by which they are quite forgetting material existence. They are not fools. Karmi is different. Karma yogi is different. That is another topic. Therefore we have to become a yogi. But our way of yoga is actually the Suddhanam. Huh? The Suddhanam is to be obtained. This chanting is part of Purascharya, what we are doing. We have to obtain Suddhanam. How to obtain it, that is, so much is there. So please, let us concentrate, read nicely, realize and make progress. We should become impatient. How long will I be? Of course that will come when you also become like me, past 65 years old, then you will understand. You will realize, what is it? It's like a donkey. I have existed nothing happened. So don't simply say, oh, Prabhupada said, you can chant Hare Krishna and you follow, you know, the principle and you do service, you go back to Godhead, right? We have done that longer than you and we are feeling we should do something more. We can give it little weight, correct? But don't wait like us. Try to understand what is Krishna consciousness. It is actually your effort doing service plus mercy. That mercy you have to attract. Without that mercy, you cannot go. Yasya prasada, Bhagavat prasado, yasya aprasada, nagati kutopi. So you should all become expert in learning how to get the mercy of Prabhupada. That's the science. Prabhupada is different from his books. Can everybody say this loudly? Srila Prabhupada is different from his books. Say loudly. Everybody. I can't hear. Everybody. I don't see people are sitting there not opening their mouth. So many people. No? I don't hear any Matajis. Did you all say or not? So when I say you get mercy from Prabhupada, what do I mean? Who do I mean? Not his books. That mercy you have to go beyond. That's the secret. That mercy will actually take you out of false ego. Rajamsa was there, correct or not? I said Prabhupada is great. Huh? No, right after that, that's what I said. So, Prabhupada, mercy, we must, this is called the essence of Krishna consciousness. That's everything else you can get. Anybody can get the books we are getting, reading, understanding, due to our past abilities coming. This is all fine, that also is mercy. This mercy you have to get. Please, you are in whose movement? Whose movement? Why is this Krishna nonsense? Idiot. I say, somebody asks Krishna, I don't know Krishna. I know only Prabhupada. Of course, through him we know Krishna. Because you cannot worship Krishna without Prabhupada. But you can worship Prabhupada without Krishna. I'm traveling all the time. I can just take a picture of Prabhupada and go. But if I take a picture of Krishna, I'm finished. How will I worship it? What can I offer? Right, isn't Krishna? I must have a picture of Prabhupada. This is Acharya. You see? We can build so many temples. It's not our movement, correct? It is not Gopal Krishna Maharaj movement. Not that he says that. He never says that. Therefore, he is a great servant of Prabhupada. But I'm saying, he's not, you know, Radhanath Swami's movement. It is not that Swami's movement. It is whose movement? Prabhupada's movement. Always. Always. Even after 100 years, 200 years, Prabhupada Vyas Puja will be there. And Prabhupada, right? People will glorify him. How do you glorify? Because you have that experience of Prabhupada. So that's a secret to get rid of false ego. Otherwise, this will go on. I'm Rasaraj. This will go on. Very dangerous. Am I making sense or not making sense? Anyway, this was some other verse they told me. So I didn't prepare the class, I'm very sorry. When I spoke enough nonsense, any questions or comments? That is true. But our philosophy is Achinti Beda Beda. He said he is not different from the books, and we also know he is different. That also is obvious. Like 10,000 years later, the moment is gone, Prabhupada's books will be gone. Prabhupada will be still there. All acharyas are eternal. All acharyas. But we have to follow the current acharya.
Moment. After Srila Prabhupada, disciples, Prabhupada disappears, his disciples are leading this movement. So we are great grand disciples. So to get connection, to have association of Srila Prabhupada, we hear his step, we read his books. So we feel personally that Prabhupada is present in his books and Prabhupada's statement is this.
Of course, I didn't deny that. But you can't deny he is different from his books. Can you deny that? Before he wrote the books, he was there, no?
Yes.
And after, so why are you saying that as if I deny? That's the obvious thing. I don't have to even explain this. See, when I give a class, I assume a lot of things.
No, I just explain.
No, don't make me feel that, oh, you don't know anything.
No, I am not denying your statement. I'm just saying, as we are book
don't
distributor.
Don't talk nonsense then.
No, we are
because
book distributor.
I am emphasizing something. Understand that.
Yes. So
why
sorry.
Are you giving me some weak lecture about?
No, I am not
discipline.
I have some doubt on it.
I know all of that.
No, I have doubt that I am giving
ask
someone.
The doubt.
Yeah. This is my doubt.
What is the doubt?
That I give someone books. So he is getting association of Srila Prabhupada. So is it?
Try to understand the point. Whether you give books or not, Prabhupada can give association. Do you understand? Don't limit Prabhupada.
Yes.
You follow? I told the story, you know, that Amsadutta once told me that he was in West Germany. At that time, East Germany and West Germany were different. See, this is, I am trying to tell you that there is something to be understood about Prabhupada. You understand? I am giving it indirectly to you. You understand? Neither the Rithviks who simply say Prabhupada is in his books, nor in ISKCON we understand this. You understand? That's why whenever I say about Prabhupada, they think, oh, he's Rithvik. I'm trying to tell you, you cannot get out of false ego without mercy. And that mercy cannot come from anybody other than Prabhupada, personally. And therefore, there is a method to actually connect to him, which goes beyond reading books. Do you understand the point? Which goes beyond serving in ISKCON. How much more clear I must make it? And why are you teaching me about disciplic succession? I know that before you were born. What are you telling me? Yeah, I mean, I'm not angry with you. But I'm saying the fact that you are not understanding this point. Just like yesterday I was speaking to one devotee. He was saying, you know, I don't know Prabhupada, but I'm associating with so many people who have associated with Prabhupada. All right. I'm getting inspired. And what happened? No, I'm fine. I'm in the movement. That's all? If somebody is inspiring you, then why are you not speaking about Prabhupada more? If somebody is giving you connection, you are saying, only by so and so I'm getting connected. But did you get connected or not? Yes. And if you are connected, why are you not speaking about that? That's a good question or not? You know, we simply say, I'm following, fine. Bogia, they said 9:30, I'll just finish it. This is an important point, but I'm always giving it in a very indirect way. That is the problem in ISKCON. Now you can now openly say I said this. When we joined ISKCON, ISKCON was there so that everybody can be taken to Prabhupada. Now Prabhupada is there so everybody can be taken to ISKCON. I'm going to write in the GBC body that this is not the ISKCON I joined. I'm going to write that. What is the difference? This is the difference. I have to say this because otherwise we cannot make progress, Baba. Not enough. That's why I'm saying, just like Krishna is simultaneously one and different from everything we know. That's why I said Krishna is therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, nobody knows me. This is why I'm, you see, one day, just last point, I was going to America, you know. My flight was at 2 o'clock. 12 o'clock I came out of my office and one person was sitting, one congregation person. I asked him, why are you waiting here? He never comes. It's very far away. He's one of those people who say, oh, Rasraj Prabhu made me a devotee. Fine. No. Then, oh Prabhu, I heard you are leaving today, so I came. Came from a long distance, 4 or 5 hours. I was very moved. Very nice. And then I told him, very nice. Then and he said, you could have told me. I just came out and saw you. Otherwise in another half an hour I'm going to leave. No, it's Prabhu, I was waiting. I didn't want to disturb you. Prabhu, give me some blessing. Give me some instructions. I said, what instructions I can give? Just, you know, pray to Prabhupada. And he said, yeah, but you know, we can only go to Prabhupada through you. People like you. But we know Prabhupada only through you. I asked him, where do you work? He said, I work for English Electric. But who is your boss in your company? He said, what is his name? He said, Mehta. Ashok Mehta. But you work for him, right? In the company you work for him. Not somebody, anybody else. Correct. So whatever Ashok Mehta says you do, correct? He said, yes. Then when I ask you, who do you work? Where do you work? Why didn't you say Ashok Mehta? Why didn't you say English Electric? You are working for anybody, but your consciousness, you know, I am working for. So parampara system means he can work through anybody. But who are you serving? Nobody else. Not Prabhupada through somebody. That is an incidental fact. That everybody should say, like I was telling him, I am incidental. Of course people will give enough respect, that's okay. We are Vaishnavas. We are not here to disrespect anybody. We are not going to think. That's a different matter. But you cannot say I am not working for Prabhupada. You have to say I am working for English Electric. That consciousness you have to get. It's not an ordinary consciousness. You will get it when you know you are working, when you love him. There is no other consciousness that will take you away. Take you to. If you think I am working, like Ashok Mehta, I told him, if Ashok Mehta tells you in your office, do this work, he will do. He said yes. But if Ashok Mehta tells you, come to my house and water the lawn, will you do? No. So that personal service and all Prabhupada could take, we cannot take. No, you can say, no sir, my guru can take. That's okay, he could take, is great. But you cannot take, I cannot take. So let us talk the Siddhanta. As soon as you say, he can take, that means he can also take. So we have to keep Prabhupada in a special position. Are you understanding my point? Aur todke bolne ka?
Continuous on.
Khan, it's dangerous if I say that. Are you following?
Yes, Swam.
So please try to love Prabhupada. Not that I read his books, I came, I'm in his movement, I'm greatly indebted to him. And I ask you, last time, when do you feel Prabhupada gave mercy? Oh, when I read the books 15 years ago. No. Oh, even now also when I read books I get mercy. No. Prabhupada, when did he give you mercy? That's why I said different. Both are there. Right? Because the books are there. Try to understand the point. Before 77, Prabhupada's books were there. People were reading. But they also wanted to go to Prabhupada, right? How are we different? That is why he's called. For the next 10,000 years, his books will be law books for men. Nobody else can write anything that to replace that. Are you following? Clear? I'm not angry with what you ask. But you understand. It's a good question you have asked. Your doubts are clear? And why I'm saying all this? Because there is a way people have to be trained to love Prabhupada. Did you know that? And that is not being taught. Did they tell you should love Prabhupada? We know we love Krishna. Did they tell you should love Prabhupada? For loving Krishna, we know things to do. It's all set up. Come for Mangala Arati. To love Prabhupada, what do you have to do? That is what I want to speak. When I give class, that's what I want to speak, from start to finish. How to love Prabhupada, that's all. But that you should love, see, after a long time, finally, I have said this. I always say, I want to say something else, but I can't say. Correct? I always say that, don't I say? No, it is all there. Whatever I actually spoke is useless. Look like a good class, no?
Yes, Swami.
Nonsense.
Very good.
It's all useless. No benefits for you. But if I actually tell you about Prabhupada, oh my God, you'll get so much benefit. But I'm not saying I'm the only one who can say. But I'm warning you, there's a great secret, and you have not learnt it, and it is not being discussed. I'm very sorry. That's all I can speak, nothing else. Other things you saw, I can speak also. That's not my life, right? I'm fired up when I'm speaking about Prabhupada or in the class. When was I more fired up? About Krishna, okay. What can I speak about Krishna? I know nothing. This personality, of course, I can know. So I told somebody, Krishna you cannot approach directly. But there is no shastric statement that you cannot approach the Acharya directly. You did. That's why you could become a devotee, right? Why stop? Now the movement must help. By that help, what should happen? You should become more pagal. When you first read books, weren't you glorifying Prabhupada all the time? More pagal means like that. We'll stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.